local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear Bill start talking more tomatoes now, too, as we get into the new year. You can catch his podcast, a link through from the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Just click the link for sports and outdoors. You'll see Bill there, and you can check out the Garden Show or just check it out live when it comes on Sunday morning at 9. Also, three big things. Congressional leaders invited to the White House for a border briefing. Mobile Police Department says homicides down nearly 50% from 2017. That's great news. And Floribama's polar bear plunge, likely a record-breaking crowd. Those stories and a whole lot more on the front page of the website, fmtalk1065.com. While you're there, also, we are in the last minutes of the 2018 Alabamian of the Year in the semifinal voting. We are down to four now, Dalton.
That's right. The final four competing for Alabamian of the Year, and fittingly, two of those are critters, and two have to do with politics nationally and locally. The high-stepping turkeys, Clyde and Henrietta, they've had some votes all the way through the Alabamian of the Year bracket voting. Also, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the Baldwin County rabid foxes, who we saw on golf courses and elsewhere in Baldwin County over 2018, and the Mobile City Council and Mayor Stimson drama that we've seen over the last few months.
All right, check it out and vote today. Front page of FMTalk1065.com.
Yeah, we'll be down to two tomorrow, so we'll vote for the final, and then on Friday we will officially have the 2018 Alabamian of the Year.
Yeah, now just to get one of those, another trophy for somebody or something out there.
Right.
We'll work on that. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. You know what? We'll do that in a second. Kane wants to get traffic.
Okay.
All right, Kane. I'm sorry. We'll get to Kane's traffic, and then we'll get to headlines. It's a new year. I'm trying to work through this.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We do have an accident. I-10 westbound at Theodore Dawes Road. That's off exit 13. Still clearing up Cottage Hill and Cody Road, and an older one at 43 northbound. State troopers are on the scene just south of Salco Road and Axis. They're moving out one into a parking lot. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, offering you the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months. Model 8377. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and afternoon temperatures in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'm paying attention to Kane's traffic more than normal, even, because I saw an increased volume of traffic at 4 o'clock this morning as it's amateur morning, as people are trying to get started with New Year's resolutions. There were probably a threefold increase in pedestrian and vehicular traffic out there as people are going to they're going to exercise for 2019, or they're going to get to work early for 2019. Don't worry, that'll only last about 7 to 10 days, and then that'll all be done.
Go ahead.
It's okay. Do you think you should call it improv instead?
And they don't think it's improv now. I mean, they think they're really doing a thing. So let's encourage them for the little time being.
You need to stick your head out of the window and say, it's not going to last.
That's right. You're not going to do it.
Give up.
Yeah. I didn't see you here in 2018. I don't expect you long in 2019. Mm-mm. All right. 7:09 now. Let's check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Okay. We just had a minor traffic jam.
That's right.
With Kane, but glad he kept us informed. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Happy 2019. We are in day 12 of the government shutdown, and President Donald Trump last Friday signed an executive order, a freezing pay for government workers in 2019. You'll recall the president promised this move earlier last year, to cancel the proposed 2.1% pay increase for federal workers. They were set to receive that increase this month. The order also cancels locality pay and the increases attached to that, which provide extra pay based on the region of the country where employees are located. Now, the good news is this order does not impact pay for uniformed military personnel who will receive a 2.6% pay increase. This is the largest in 9 years. Roughly 380,000 federal employees are on furlough, and another 420,000 are working without pay during this partial government shutdown. Let's go to Florida now for this headline. As a two-year-old little girl continues to recover after falling into the rhinoceros enclosure at the... I see you shaking your head, John. Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
I know. No, but it's... What? Go ahead and say it.
I'm just looking at these things are... Go ahead and do the story. I'm going to sit here and take it in.
Okay. Okay. So she fell into the rhino enclosure at the Brevard Zoo. She and her mother were transported to local hospitals in Orlando after this happened. She fell in between the steel bars that separate the rhinos from visitors, and while inside, one of the rhinos made contact with her. So this happened during a hands-on exhibit. It's known as the Rhino Encounter. That's where guests are allowed to brush the rhinoceros and sometimes touch them by reaching between the thick steel bars. So the executive director of the zoo says the child was being held by her father when she somehow stumbled and fell backwards into the rhino enclosure. There were three white rhinos inside, and at the time, one of the female rhinos approached the child. Listen to this quote. Rhinos are really fast, so the two female rhinos turned to face the new thing in their exhibit. We don't believe any contact was made with any feet or a horn, but we do think the snout may have touched the child. Zoo officials say the only part of the rhino that touched the child was its snout, which they are describing as, quote, being somewhat soft.
Mm-hmm.
As of now, the rhino exhibit is temporarily suspended while zoo officials review their policy. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And the mother had some injuries to her arm. They had reported, which probably came from her smacking the rhino.
Well, I don't have the extent of the injuries. I do know that the little girl is recovering this morning, but both mom and toddler were taken to the hospital. So
okay, just the only thing, the heck is wrong with just going to like a petting zoo and some goats and stuff? You go to the zoo and look at, I love critters,
but this
go
is
to the zoo and look at the rhinos, do all that stuff. You don't need to have a rhino encounter. You look at the rhino out there and say, look how cool a rhino.
But this is part of their hands-on exhibit.
Yes, get you a goat to do hands-on with. You know, it's a rhino.
You just have to saying. Just respect the power of the animal. But the good news is that the little girl is recovering.
Is it's just we get more of these things where, like, hey, it's, you know, get up close and personal with critters. There's a reason we keep those critters at bay.
And can't these animals smell your fear?
Well,
I
don't know if the herbivores can, but the predators sure can, mm-hmm. for sure. So I'm just saying. All right, 713 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good. Like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A new federal rule will force hospitals to be more transparent with patients. Starting this week, hospitals will have to post a master list of services online, along with how much each service costs. But experts warn the prices online might not reflect your final bill.
Sometimes you get in and say you're going to have a knee replacement, and then there's a complication.
Florida workers will be getting more money in their paychecks in 2019. The minimum wage is now $8.46. That's up from $8.25. Overnight, lottery officials announced a winning Mega Millions lottery ticket was sold. The $425 million jackpot will go to someone who purchased the ticket in New York. Florida's biggest winners in last night's drawing will take home a $10,000 prize. It may have been the largest crowd to ever run into the Gulf on New Year's Day in our area. Thousands flocked to the Floribama for the annual Polar Bear Plunge. The owner estimates they had a record breaking crowd of 5,000 people. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you're a family member, friend, or the significant other of a military service member or a veteran, join NAMI Mobile for a free six-session program that helps families understand what your active duty or veteran could be experiencing related to trauma, combat stress, civilian life transition, and other mental health conditions. NAMI Homefront leaders with personal experience in the area will conduct the classes in January. Visit NAMI.org for more.
7:15, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this first workday for a lot of folks of 2019. And just as a side note, let me put this in as a side note. Over the next probably month and a half, you're going to, if you're writing checks or doing whatever, you're going to have to correct the 2018 and turn it into a 9. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to, you're laughing because you know it's true. How many times are you going to write 2018? Darn it, let me turn the 8 into a 9. It's okay. Struggle's real. We're here with you. 7:16, time to check sports. Here's Dalton.
All right. Thank you, Sean. It is time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Only one more football game to play to cap off the 2018 NCAA season. That'll come on Monday night when Alabama faces Clemson for the national championship. Over New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, there were 11 football games. On Monday, Oregon snuck past Michigan State 7-6 to win the Red Box Bowl. Ducks quarterback Justin Herbert hit Dylan Mitchell on a 28-yard pass for the game winner in the fourth quarter. That's now 28 consecutive games for Herbert with a touchdown pass, the longest streak in the nation. Stanford beat Pittsburgh 14-13 in the Sun Bowl. In the Military Bowl, Cincinnati rallied to beat Virginia Tech 35-31. Running back Michael Warren ran for a career-high 166 yards and 2 touchdowns, including the go-ahead score with a minute and a half to play. Oklahoma State outlasted number 23-ranked Missouri to win the AutoZone Liberty Bowl 38-33. Cowboys quarterback Taylor Cornelius tied a Liberty Bowl record with 4 touchdown passes. The number 22-ranked Northwestern Wildcats won a rainy Holiday Bowl against the number 17-ranked Utah Utes 31-20. And to end Monday's slate of games, Texas A&M smashed NC State 52-13 in the Gator Bowl. Aggies running back Travion Williams ran for a Gator Bowl record 236 yards and 3 touchdowns and also set the Aggies single-season rushing record. Williams passed Darren Lewis's previous record of 1,692 yards and finished his season with 1,760 yards after his performance on Monday. The junior back is expected to leave school early and enter the NFL draft. Yesterday, there were 5 more bowl games. To begin the day, Iowa rallied to defeat number 18-ranked Mississippi State 27-22 in the Outback Bowl. Iowa only had 199 yards total and finished the day with negative 15 rushing yards, but the Hawkeyes defense converted 3 Mississippi State turnovers into 17 points to pull off the upset win. In the Citrus Bowl, number 14 Kentucky beat number 12 Penn State 27-24. Wildcats running back Benny Snell Jr. ran for 144 yards and 2 touchdowns to become Kentucky's career rushing leader. And the win means that UK finished the season with a 10-3 record. That's the first 10-win Kentucky season since 1977. In the Fiesta Bowl, Ed Orgeron's number 11-ranked LSU Tigers beat the 8th-ranked Central Florida Knights. Tigers quarterback Joe Burrow threw for 394 yards and 4 touchdowns to end UCF's 25-game winning streak. The Knights had lost last in the 2016 Cure Bowl against Arkansas State. In the New Year's Rose Bowl game, Urban Meyer ended his Ohio State coaching career with a win as the 6th-ranked Buckeyes held on to defeat the 9th-ranked Washington Huskies 28-23. Following the game, Meyer was asked whether he plans to coach again.
Why do you believe that you won't coach again?
Well, I think I'm very blessed, and this has been, I know, relatively young, but I started young. 17 years as a head coach, 33 years doing this, and just very fortunate, and I do believe I'm done.
And in the New Year's Day slate of games, the number 15-ranked Texas Longhorns upset the 5th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs 28-21. Longhorns quarterback Sam Ellinger ran for 3 touchdowns to lead Texas to their first 10-win season since 2009. And some sad news yesterday in the college football world. Tyler Trent, the 20-year-old former Purdue student who inspired countless sports fans with his gratitude and grace, died of a rare form of bone cancer on Tuesday. Trent's story and inspiring attitude while facing cancer has helped generate awareness and donations for cancer research. He became the face of Purdue's football program this season and was on hand for many games, including the Boilermakers' October upset win over Ohio State. Just last week, the Indianapolis Colts flew Trent to the Music City Bowl so he could be the team captain and watch the Boilermakers play against Auburn. Before passing, Trent wrote an autobiography titled The Upset: Life, Sports, Death, and the Legacy in Between, The Tyler Strong Story. Part of the proceeds from every book purchase goes towards cancer research. 7:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
As the end of the year approaches, be reminded that business expense deductions for meals and entertainment have changed. Before 2018, you could deduct up to 50% of entertainment expenses directly related to the active conduct of trade or business. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 eliminated the deductions for these expenses. However, you may continue to deduct 50% of the cost of business meals if you are present and the food or beverages are not considered lavish or extravagant. Business meals may be provided to current or potential customers, clients, consultants, or similar business contacts. Food and beverages provided during an entertainment event are not considered entertainment if purchased separately.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and afternoon temperatures in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Live better. That's the mission for MedSouth of Foley, providing quality care and equipment to their patients for over 30 years. Visit MedSouth on McKenzie Street or call 943-9119. Improving lives and community. MedSouth in Foley.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, a few accidents we've had now moved out of the roadway. Still at Schillinger and Three Knots, finding heavier traffic. Also at Cottage Hill and Sully, it's been backing up traffic almost to Schillinger Road, but wreckers are on the scene. Dauphin, Moffin, Airport, and 65 looking good as well. 7 decades of football. That makes the ideal gift. Get tickets to the 70th annual Reese's Senior Bowl coming up January 26th. On sale now at Senior Bowl headquarters downtown and at SeniorBowl.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by C Spire. The C Spire tech movement is taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So C Spire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science, so C Spire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development, CSpire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. The future is out there, and the CSpire tech movement is leading the way. Join the movement at cspire.com/tech. Movement. That's T-E-C-H-M-V-M-T. 7:23, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much, Sean. Good morning, everyone. A wild police chase begins in Louisiana, ends in Montgomery County. Three people are in custody in connection with a robbery and shooting of a Louisiana store clerk. Listen to this. So authorities had to use spike strips to even bring this vehicle to a halt. But here's how it all went down. As for the three people who were arrested, they're charged with armed robbery and attempted first-degree murder. The clerk was doing their job. They were outside during their daily routine. Suspects pull up in the parking lot. Two armed suspects get out of the vehicle carrying shotguns. They confront the employee. A fight occurs. The employee was shot with that shotgun. So you'd think they'd say, man, let's help this person. Oh, no. They walked right past the wounded employee, went into the store, took cash and merchandise from the business before driving away. As for the victim, at last check, they are in critical condition. Those charged with these charges, 17-year-old Lance Rouse of Mississippi, as well as Levi Lee of Mississippi and Melissa Smith of Mississippi. Giving you that update. So it crossed state lines and they are behind bars as we speak. All right. If you live in the city of Daphne, your garbage and recycling makeup day is today. These are things you wonder when you've enjoyed your holiday and you're trying to get back to business. You're like, okay, when do we get back to our normal routine? City of Daphne says you are encouraged to remember that there will be no holiday makeup day for trash or yard debris. But if you have questions, you can call. This is a cool title. The Solid Waste Coordinator. Give them a call. 251-620-2150. Just wanting to keep you in the know when it comes to your local news as well. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 725 FM Talk 106.5. And our last couple days here in the 2018 Alabamian of the Year. Vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. We have worked this list down to now just four. So today, we're going to split it in half again between the high stepping turkeys, which are Clyde and Henrietta, of course, that Governor Ivey talked about, former Senator, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Baldwin County Rabid Foxes, and the Mobile City Council Mayor Stimson drama. Those four are up for your votes right now, front page of FMTalk1065.com. And you said we would arrive at a winner by
Friday. So by today Friday. We've got the semifinals, and then tomorrow we'll vote in the finals. And then on the third day of 2019, we will officially crown the 2018 Alabamian of the Year.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. And speaking of good things, the story, Kelly had it in headlines. We were talking about this earlier, homicides being down in our city. I want to make sure we do this, because when they're up and we have issues, we're talking about it and railing on it. So let's talk about it when it's positive, too. I mean, one is too many, but new numbers from MPD showing homicides down nearly 50% year to year.
Wait, quick correction. That was Jessica Timoney.
Jessica doing that.
Yes.
The department investigated 27 homicides this year, down from 50 last year, so almost a half. Not all 27 of the cases are solved. Just a few months ago, police offering that $2,500 cash reward for information leading to arrest on four of the cases, and they have them listed. And that's one of the stories that we say are the three big things you need to check out this morning, and they are the front page of the website, fmtalk1065.com. Also, congressional leaders invited to the White House for a border briefing, and the president has said, hey, man, I was here during Christmas. I was here during New Year's. Y'all come on back, and let's make a deal. Well, that's me paraphrasing, but let's see how that works. Also, Floribama's Polar Bear Plunge may be record-breaking. Any of y'all go to the Polar Bear Plunge? Let us know. Send us your recollections of the freezing cold water at the text line at FM Talk 106.5. We'll check them out right there.
I wonder, did anyone
have you ever done that?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've been in very cold water before, but not at the Floribama on New Year's Day.
No.
I've done it, but not on purpose. Not a
right. No interest.
Fallen in and been out of a boat in the wintertime, or you know, had taken water over my waders or something like that. That's probably enough. That's probably enough for me. Or swam as a kid in February when you get the first warm day, and you jump in the pool. My parents say, don't get in the pool. It's cold. And then you get in, you're freezing to death, but God forbid you admit that your parents were right, so you would stay in till your lips were blue. You're like, oh, I'm fine. This is great.
I have a friend that did the challenge. I was looking at some of her pictures.
Yeah.
And yeah.
This was the year to go, right? I don't know if anyone stuck a thermometer in the water, but I would imagine this was one of the warmer years to
probably
do the polar bear.
Compared to last year, yeah. We will check the temps down there. But now, one thing, though, you can trick yourself. If the air temp, if you can get a very cold air temp, it's not as shocking when you go into the water.
Yeah.
That's one thing. That's one good thing. But yeah, it has not been a particularly cold winter. We'll talk to Dr. Bill about that coming up.
I got in trouble one winter on a family trip to the beach. Knowing that my brother was just like a dog, I threw a tennis ball into a freezing cold pool outside of one of the condos, and he did exactly what I thought. Dove right in. Mom was not happy with me.
Did you tell him fetch before?
Basically.
Right.
You're going to get it.
728 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, forecast. We've had a bunch of rain here at the end of 2018. A little bit to start off 2019. What does the weekend hold? We'll find out all that and a whole lot more with Dr. Bill coming up.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Overnight, lottery officials announced a winning Mega Millions lottery ticket was sold. The $425 million jackpot will go to someone who purchased the ticket in New York. Florida's biggest winners in last night's drawing will take home a $10,000 prize. DUI arrests were down in Mobile and Baldwin counties on New Year's Eve. In 2017, there were 10 arrests on New Year's Eve, compared to just one Monday night. Bar employees and customers we spoke with believe ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft played a role in the decline.
A lot of people are realizing that the $7 or $15 or even $30 for an Uber or Lyft is a lot cheaper than $3,500 for DUI.
You can get your car washed and help out a good cause. Griffith Service Station in Midtown Mobile is teaming up with the American Cancer Society, donating 10% of their sales in January to the organization. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward's today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
Democratic and Republican congressional leaders are expected to attend a briefing on border security at the White House this afternoon as the government remains partially shut down over funding for a border wall. President Trump asking in a tweet, "Let's make a deal." This as we're learning about another tear gas incident at the border. U.S. agents fired the gas into Mexico during the first hours of the new year. Leila Santiago tells us they were pushing back against about 150 migrants who were trying to breach the border fence at Tijuana.
25 people were taken into custody by U.S. officials. Where they are right now, no word on that. But some folks actually also turned around and stayed on the Mexico side.
President Trump responding to blistering criticism of his character and performance from incoming Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney in a Washington Post opinion piece. Trump tweeting back, "I won big, and he didn't." Pre-market trading is pointing to more big losses possible today on Wall Street. Dow futures now down 329 points. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The credit reporting industry has largely escaped new oversight from Washington following the 2017 hack of Equifax that exposed the personal information of millions of Americans. That could change this year as Democrats take over the House. House Democrats have put legislation responding to the Equifax hack back at the top of their agenda. A handful of existing proposals, some bipartisan, offer a roadmap for possible changes to how the industry handles consumer information, including subjecting credit reporting companies to tougher cybersecurity standards and making it easier for consumers to fix errors on their credit reports. The Labor Department's online portal for seasonal work visa applications crashed on New Year's Eve, throwing thousands of landscapers, restaurant owners, and other seasonal businesses into limbo as they make staffing plans for the spring and summer. The portal slowed down and then froze late December 31st and early January 1st. Eventually, the Labor Department shut it down. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So we ended 2018 in the rain, and we started 2019 with the rain.
Right, we finished with about 9.48 inches of rain for December, and for the year, we ended up just a little bit below normal. We had 63 inches of rain for the year of 2018, and the normal 66 inches of rain. But yeah, we've started off with rain yesterday, and we got more rain for today, tomorrow, but there's some hope on Friday that it'll be clearing off and a good weekend ahead. As for today, we've got a stationary front right across our area, and as a series of upper air disturbances move through, they will set off some showers. So today, we have a chance of showers with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Now tonight, a low-pressure system will form off the Texas coast, will track into Louisiana late tomorrow, into Alabama, at least northern Alabama, tomorrow night and early on Friday. And after that, things improve. So tomorrow, look for cloudy skies, good chance for showers, and the high tomorrow will be about 65 degrees. I expect some heavy rain at times, especially late tomorrow and tomorrow night. And then on Friday, possibility of a few showers in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny and a high of 62 degrees. And the weekend looks good as high pressure builds over us. We should have sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday. Low 60s on Saturday, mid 60s on Sunday. So looks like we'll finally get rid of this shower activity. It seems like it's been around for weeks.
Yeah, but before we do, you got that other big batch of rain coming through on a situation here with southwest Alabama, southeast Mississippi. The ground's already saturated. The rivers are already flooded, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, that rain that's coming in now with that Texas low, most of that will be, of course, late tomorrow and tomorrow night. And that could produce anywhere from 2 to 4 inches and maybe more rain. And the most likely area of that will be interior areas of southwest Alabama and southeast Mississippi, same area that got hit a few days ago with double-digit rain. So that's going to be a tough situation over the next 24 to 48 hours.
And also, we were talking about this earlier, and actually just talking about it during the last segment. The polar bear plunge was, of course, on the first day of the new year, where people, for some reason, felt the need to go get in the Gulf here in January. But it's not been, you know, compared to last year, I would have rather done the polar bear plunge this year than last year, because it was it was a lot colder of a winter, it seems like. Is that right, that it was colder last year?
The winter was cold, in fact. January was very chilly last year, and we set a record, I believe, for February last year. It was the coldest February's. But this year, so far, the coldest we've had was officially 31 degrees at the airport, and that's quite mild for wintertime here along the Gulf Coast. We normally would have already experienced some readings in the 20s.
So is there anything on your like extended forecast that shows any big cold outbreak coming our way, or what are you seeing?
Doesn't look like it, at least for the next couple of weeks, that we should see temperatures possibly dipping down to normal. Normal high is 61. The normal low is 40 degrees for this time of the year. And we're going to see that over the weekend. In fact, it'll be in the upper 30s Friday night into Saturday morning, but that looks like the coldest that it will get through the weekend period.
All right, Dr. Bill, and remind folks, if they want to pick up the newest edition of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, how do they do it?
A couple of locations here in Mobile at West Marine, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and there are some others too, such as Classic Cards and Robert Moore Christmas Town. Over in the Eastern Shore in Fairhope, Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate, and also, Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and also Robert Stale Power Equipment on Highway 59. And you can always stop by here at the studios at 1065 and pick up a copy.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 1065. Also on our social media platforms, so you... We, of course, FM Talk 1065 on Facebook, at FM Talk 1065 on Twitter. But I want to talk about at
Kelly K2K Finley.
Yeah, and at FM Talk 1065 and at
Dalton Orwick.
You can. Do you have any? You have any pictures of greens or black eyed peas?
I don't. No, I don't.
Okay, you can go to ours.
Missing
so
we're, out.
We're comparing and contrasting, really, how good the black eyed peas and greens looked at y'all's house and how good they looked at our house. Did you have a dime in your black eyed peas?
Well, first of all credit goes to the chef known as my husband.
Right.
And yes, he puts a dime.
Did anybody get the dime?
Ooh, not yet.
Did anybody have an emergency trip to the dentist?
No.
Right. Okay. That's always the question. Okay. We have a dime at ours too. I'm just always feel like I'm eating a duck or a dove, worried about biting down on a piece of shot. I'm always worried about biting down on that dime and knocking the top of a tooth off.
This was my first year even knowing about the dime.
Welcome to the club.
I know. So I'm always learning. I love learning. It's like the equivalent to the king cake and
right.
the baby.
Yes.
I didn't understand the whole baby business.
Those can do a lot of tooth damage, too.
Right.
Which is probably, this is all encouraged by emergency dentists along the Gulf Coast. They say, well, I love those babies and love those dimes. They're good for business.
Yeah, but I went in for 2 and 3 helpings. Like,
and
so
still
good.
No dime.
And still no dime. But I would think you'd have to dig deep.
That is correct.
See,
that is
I'm surface right now because I want all that you can see bubbling up.
Oh, and by today, tomorrow, the black eyed peas are even better.
That's,
trust me.
Just like my husband.
Yeah, they are way better. It's because he's right. 741 FM Talk 1065. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still working in Axton, I-10 westbound at Theodore Dawes at exit 13. And we've got backup on Cottage Hill at Sawley because they've got another accident without injuries waiting for the wreckers. It's off to the side of the road, but you've still got people slowing down at that intersection. It's Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road with the Hamilton Carolina Red Tag Sale. 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom with lots of upgrades, including a huge mass walk-in closet. Call 649-2077 and ask for Vic or Tiff. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Elkhart County, Indiana, and their very low unemployment may become the new normal for all of us. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over 7 decades.
Hi, I'm Laurie Brunson, 2018 NAPI Award winner for Best Realtor. I've been helping dreams become reality with Roberts Brothers for over 9 years. Call me today at 251-753-3927 and let's get started.
Phil Smoker's family has been in the boat manufacturing business for generations. They've adjusted to customer demands, boating trends, and changes in raw materials. But what concerns them the most today, though, is historic unemployment. Elkhart County, Indiana, where Smoker Craft Boats is based, is the motorhome capital of the nation, and the demand for labor is intense. And there's good reason to believe that what they're learning there will soon be the new norm for all of us. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 1065, or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
FM Talk 1065, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
And it's okay for us to fill everyone in on what we were talking about our New Year's Eve plans and what we all did to celebrate. We stayed here.
Yeah, stayed here. Stayed here. No on location remote reporting.
No antics.
Yeah, just right here at home.
Cheers with the kids.
That's right.
And we A-OK with that. Hey, it's 7:43 on your Wednesday morning. It's not Monday. It is Wednesday.
That's
Welcome
right.
to 2019. Representative Mo Brooks is directly blaming Democrats for American deaths due to their not providing funding to build a border wall, saying, quote, "It's a very tough position that the Democrats have put us in. On one hand, you've got thousands of Americans who are dead each year because the Democrats' refusal to secure our borders. Those Americans are dying either because they've been murdered by illegal aliens, vehicular homicides by illegal aliens, or the illegal narcotics that are shipped into our country by illegal aliens and their drug cartels, with the drug overdoses that are in the tens of thousands of lost American lives per year. The question's going to be, how much American blood do you have on the hands of Democrat leaders like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer before they will help us with border security? Or is their craving for power such that they're willing to accept the loss of American life? President Donald Trump has requested $5 billion in funding for that wall. Since he didn't receive it, that's what prompted the partial government shutdown back on December 22nd. As for Pelosi, she is the incoming House Speaker, and Schumer is a Senate Minority Leader. If you depend on Social Security, good news, you'll see an increase in your benefits this month, as more than 62 million Social Security beneficiaries will see a 2.8% cost of living adjustment to this month's check. The Social Security Administration made that announcement as more than 8 million supplemental security income beneficiaries will also see a change. The 2019 increase marks the biggest increase since 2012, when the COLA was 3.6%. So what that means per month, you're going to see an extra $39 per month, or roughly $468 a year, for benefits of $1,400 a month. Recipients were notified via mail last month. The Social Security increase is tied to changes in the Consumer Price Index as determined by the Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good. Like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A new federal rule will force hospitals to be more transparent with patients. Starting this week, hospitals will have to post a master list of services online, along with how much each service costs. But experts warn the prices online might not reflect your final bill.
Sometimes you get in and say you're going to have a knee replacement, and then there's a complication.
Florida workers will be getting more money in their paychecks in 2019. The minimum wage is now $8.46. That's up from $8.25. Overnight, lottery officials announced a winning Mega Millions lottery ticket was sold. The $425 million jackpot will go to someone who purchased the ticket in New York. Florida's biggest winners in last night's drawing will take home a $10,000 prize. It may have been the largest crowd to ever run into the Gulf on New Year's Day in our area. Thousands flocked to the Floribama for the annual Polar Bear Plunge. The owner estimates that a record breaking crowd of 5,000 people. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, thank you, Jessica. 747 FM Talk 106.5. Sports on the way next. Time to check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. First time for 2019, Larry, and y'all are ready to go.
We're ready to rock and roll. We had a big month last month and a great year last year, so still got some great inventory. We got more coming. I think I've got 8 or 9 different vehicles coming in today. So far we've had no news about any finance rates going up, so everything's staying status quo.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second on financing. So people understand that the old model of, hey, go secure some financing and then go, come out to LCM and find a vehicle, that's backwards because y'all can do it all on site.
Absolutely. We can do everything right here. Usually we can get you an answer in 30 minutes or less. We can take care of everything here. We can help you get your insurance transferred. We can do it all here.
And how many times do you think you end up saving somebody on their rate if they did find a rate before they came and saw you? I mean, I know the stories are numerous.
I would say we average well over 90% being able to help them get a lower rate here than somewhere else have previously been.
I love it. Give people directions to come see y'all.
Highway 90 West and Theodore. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 7:50, time for sports. Here's Dalton.
All right. Thank you, Sean. And the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Only one more game left in the 2018 NCAA football season. That'll come on Monday night when Alabama faces Clemson for the national championship. Over New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, there were 11 games played. On Monday, Oregon snuck past Michigan State 7-6 to win the Red Box Bowl. Stanford beat Pittsburgh 14-13 in the Sun Bowl. In the Military Bowl, Cincinnati rallied to beat Virginia Tech 35-31. Oklahoma State outlasted number 23-ranked Missouri to win the AutoZone Liberty Bowl 38-33. In that game, Cowboys quarterback Taylor Cornelius tied a Liberty Bowl record with 4 touchdown passes. The number 22-ranked Northwestern Wildcats won a rainy Holiday Bowl against the number 17-ranked Utah Utes 31-20. And to end Monday's slate of games, Texas A&M smashed NC State 52-13 in the Gator Bowl. Aggies running back Travion Williams ran for a Gator Bowl record 236 yards and 3 touchdowns and also set the Aggies' single-season rushing record. Williams passed Darren Lewis's previous record of 1,692 yards and finished his season with 1,760 yards after his performance on Monday. The junior back is expected to leave school early and enter the NFL draft. Yesterday, there were 5 more bowl games. To begin the day, Iowa rallied to defeat number 18 Mississippi State 27-22 in the Outback Bowl. Iowa only had 199 yards total and finished the day with negative 15 rushing yards, but the Hawkeyes defense converted 3 Mississippi State turnovers into 17 points to pull off the upset win. In the Citrus Bowl, number 14 Kentucky beat number 12 Penn State 27-24. The win means that UK finished this season with a 10-3 record. That's the first 10-win Kentucky season since 1977. In the Fiesta Bowl, Ed Orgeron's number 11-ranked LSU Tigers beat the 8th-ranked Central Florida Knights 40-32. Tigers quarterback Joe Burrow threw for 394 yards and 4 touchdowns to end UCF's 25-game winning streak. In the New Year's Rose Bowl game, Urban Meyer ended his Ohio State coaching career with a win as the 6th-ranked Buckeyes held on to defeat the 9th-ranked Washington Huskies 28-23. Dwayne Haskins passed for 251 yards and 3 touchdowns in the win. And to end the New Year's Day slate of games, the number 15-ranked Texas Longhorns upset the 5th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs 28-21. Longhorns quarterback Sam Ellinger ran for 3 touchdowns to lead Texas to their first 10-win season since 2009. Some sad news yesterday in the college football world. Tyler Trent, the 20-year-old former Purdue student who inspired countless sports fans with his gratitude and grace, died of a rare form of bone cancer on Tuesday. Trent's story and his inspiring attitude while facing cancer has helped generate awareness and donations for cancer research. He became the face of the Purdue football program this season and was on hand for many games, including the Boilermakers' October upset win over Ohio State. Before passing, Trent wrote an autobiography titled The Upset, Life, Sports, Death, and the Legacy in Between, The Tyler Strong Story. Part of the proceeds from every book purchase goes towards cancer research. 7:52 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, light traffic so far. The few accidents we've had now move down the roadway. Steady ride from Airport, Cottage Hill, Government into northbound 65 and also near Dolphin Street. If you're traveling downtown, the tunnels look great. The Bayway, the Causeway, no delays coming in from the Eastern Shore. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Bits & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED and at BitsAndSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and afternoon temperatures in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
754 FM Talk 1065. Heading for a high around 65 today. Rain in the forecast and some cooler weather on the way. More from Dr. Bill coming up right now. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. This is actually one big happy headline, okay?
Okay, I like that.
Stick with me. Fantastic academic news across the state of Alabama thanks to the newly released 2017-2018 report card results. Governor Kay Ivey, who serves as president of the state school board, says, quote, "I am pleased to see marked progress across the state during the 2017-2018 school year. Thousands of educators, parents, and students who work hard every day to attain academic excellence are to be commended for their efforts." So let's begin with Mobile County. 31 schools in Mobile County received A's and B's, which is up from 23 last year, while 10 schools who received D's and F's, well, that's down from 23. Mobile is the largest district in the state with nearly 54,000 students in 87 schools. And Mobile County is the only school district that can claim that two schools received a perfect 100, Council Traditional and Eichel Mertz School of Math and Science. Perfect 100 scores. That is a big deal. And that's up from 99 last year.
You know, that's the same kids that would then say, can we do extra credit to be over 100?
Them. Mobile County Superintendent Kressel Threadgill says, quote, "These improvements to me means our kids are capable. It signifies to me that our students, our faculty, our staff can and will continue rising to high expectations." Let's check in on Baldwin County, the state's third largest and fastest growing school system with more than 31,000 students and 42 schools. This year, 19 schools earned A's. That's up from 8 last year. The one school which earned an F last year, they brought that grade up to B. Superintendent Eddie Tyler says, "We are seeing the great academic strides we put in place 3 years ago pay off. We will discuss these accomplishments in detail and celebrate the successes soon after school resumes from the Christmas New Year's break. Stay tuned." And in Saraland, the Saraland City Schools, they boast a 3,100 student school district with four schools. They raised their district grade from a B to an A. Superintendent Aaron Milner says, quote, "The collaborative effort of teachers, parents, administrators, and most importantly, students, along with unparalleled community support and a school board that focuses every decision on what is best for the children in Saraland schools." He says, and he wants the community to, quote, "Tell a teacher or support staff member that you appreciate their efforts and the impact they have on students." Congratulations to all of the families, because it's a family win right there. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Thank you, Kelly. And our buddy Jeff Poor on the way next, who says to us, let's be clear, no one wants their taxes raised, and this isn't a call for a tax hike, but it's a new quadrennium, and we'll operate on the assumption the legislature is going to raise taxes. The question now is, what do we get out of it? We'll find out what Jeff thinks that answer is next.